threat. And it's a little bit later on Friday night, and I just attended my first official Pachacacha event. It's the Seattle Pachacacha Night. And if you don't know what that is, look it up. It's spelled Pachacacha. Well, maybe I'll put a link in here, but it's a presentation format that where you have to use 20 slides, and each slide advances automatically every 20 seconds. So your presentation is 6 minutes, 40 seconds long, and you don't have a choice. You have to say what you're going to say, and then you're done. So I've heard about this format a few years ago and started a group at work because we give a lot of presentations and they're not so good. They're not always good. And we could use better presentation skills. So I kind of created my own event, the Pachacacha event at Boeing, and invited people. And at first, people had a hard time showing up in person, but everyone's always up for a virtual meeting. We could just have it up on their computer and listen by the phone. And we started having those people, you know, the wide amount of people that could participate. So people from all over the country are participating and presenting all kinds of things. And just open it up, whatever topic you want to talk about. So it's been good and really interesting. So, but I wanted to go to an official one that they have about once every month or two, Seattle. And so tonight's theme was called Accidental Discovery. And they had a bunch of architects, like really famous architects. Tom Sindig, I know you've heard of him. If you're not in the circle, I guess you know who they are. But speak. And we met in one of their latest buildings. So this guy designed the art stable. And it's really cool. It has these huge windows. It's got like this 80-foot hinge. And then you open these windows with a big wheel, like a turn wheel that you're turning, and it cranks it open. And it's used for, like, living or business. Anyways, we had it on this one floor, and kind of big concrete thing, and there was a whole bunch of people showed up, like, I don't know, a couple hundred. And really interesting presentation. Great pictures, a lot of art pictures, or pictures of architects, or just photography kind of presentation. But there weren't anything like spectacular as far as the delivery. You know, people aren't necessarily professional presenters. They're architects. They're sharing their, you know, information or stories. And one lady was kind of a unique dancer. She mixed it in with some strange dancing parts. Interesting. It's very simple. You get to the thing and people show up and they had hors d'oeuvres. But yeah, like sushi. It was actually nice. I didn't like sushi at the airport, but cool. So, you know, a lot of architect people. And, you know, if I was in that realm and networked those people and whatnot, but I still networked, met some new people, and kind of shared my story, and so it was fun. Anyways, it was a fun, exciting adventure because I was curious. You know, my curiosity drives me to new and exciting things, and I love to learn that way. So, you keep your curiosity and learn things too. All right, talk to you next time. Oh, wow. I dropped off. Or did I?